Hey guys, and welcome back to a new episode of Here's the Sitch podcast with Mike and Lawrence.
Yes, what's up guys? BDS is in the building, and here's another episode of Here's the Sitch.
Yes, so we are coming live to you from our home in New Jersey. Yep. And right now is a pretty serious situation, because not only are we on, I think, maybe week 5 of quarantine.
I don't even know what
I don't
day
know anymore. I stopped counting.
Everything blends all together. But what makes today different?
Yes,
is there is a tornado warning for pretty much the whole state of New Jersey right now for Monmouth and Ocean counties, and that is a pretty scary situation.
Yes, we are in a dire straits of a weather situation happening outside, and we are hoping the power does not go out. So we are going to deliver this episode to you and stay safe and calm. And guys, we're not familiar with tornadoes Jersey.
No.
So we don't really know what to do. I had to ask Mike this morning, like, so if the tornado comes, like, what's the plan?
Yes, the plan is to usually go into the basement, and we have a very strong, foundation. Mm-hmm. Our basement is concrete, and we have some specific areas that we
would shelter
duck and hide.
Exactly. So that's what's happening by us, guys. There's just Mother Nature is just throwing us curveballs and right here.
Exactly. Dina just texted us and said that her power is going out. So that is another reason why I told my wife, I said, listen, let's go record this podcast before, you know, our power goes out.
Yes. Serious situation, guys.
All right. So back to a positive schedule, guys. Today I woke up. And I think it's so important that right now, since most of us, we have very little structure out there, okay? It is important for you to be your own motivation, for you to be your own coach, okay? For you to write your own praises. And the first thing that I did when I woke up was we had breakfast, okay? I obviously made the bed, and then I got some exercise, okay? That is the most important thing to get the body moving. It is not our fault, okay, that the gyms are closed right now, but it's your responsibility to get exercise and get the body moving, right, honey?
Yes, absolutely. And I get a lot of DMs and questions from you guys about, you know, different ways you can be working out at home, whether if you don't have equipment or if you don't have the space for it or you're just not in the market to purchase any. And there's definitely so many online videos that you can just watch and use your own body weight, or like if you like to do Pilates like me and you're familiar with some of the moves, you don't need to have the discs or a machine. You could just use folded towels and put them under your hands and feet and do the similar Pilates moves of a lot of planks and all that kind of stuff. So just be on the lookout online for all of these different resources.
Yeah, and if they don't have weights, that is okay. You could use your own body weight. You can do push-ups. You can go online and get the resistance bands.
Yes, the bands are awesome.
We just got our resistance bands. And there's so many exercises that you can do, you know, whether for back or you know, for biceps and triceps and things like that. You have to get the body moving so that you get the endorphins flowing. And you can sort of, you know, feel better and make better decisions throughout this crisis that we're going on.
Yes, you need to keep your mind and body active and working for sure.
And then once you get your mind and body, you know, sort of moving in the right direction, you'll probably eat better too.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, we are coming off of Easter weekend.
Yes, oh my God, it was glorious. What a cheat day that was.
Yes.
And we really did something nice for our families too, honey. Tell them about it.
So Mike had this really great idea that since we couldn't spend the holiday face-to-face with our families, it would be really nice to take care of the cooking and the food for all of our families. So what we did is we reached out to a local restaurant
and
we sent the entire meal from appetizers to entrees to even a dessert platter to Mike's mother and his sister and brother-in-law and brother. And then we also sent it to my mother and my two sisters and their families. So it was really nice to just take that burden off of people. As I've told you guys before, my mom and my sister are working in the hospital on the front lines.
God bless them.
And they both actually had the day off on Easter, which is a miracle because they're always both working holidays. So we wanted to make sure they didn't have to
cook.
And
it felt so nice for us to do such a, you know, kind gesture to our family so our mothers didn't have to cook. And then tell them about our holiday Zoom meeting that we did, honey.
Yes, and then with Mike's family, we all decided to get on Zoom, or one of those apps where we got face-to-face time with each other. And it was cute. We did it while we were eating, so it kind of felt like we were with our family. And in Mike's family, his brother always leads our holiday dinners with a prayer. So we actually got to do that prayer virtually, which was really cool.
It was.
And it definitely felt like everybody was in the room, which was
exactly. So it's so important, guys, now more than ever for us to continue to reach out to our family, our friends, and our loved ones. And because we can't really do it in person, there's always another way, right, honey? And that's why there's Zoom meetings. I think there's like so many other different types of Zooms. There's, I think, which one did we do yesterday? What
I don't
was that?
Remember. It was a new one. I never heard of it before.
Yeah.
But there's so many ways to do it. You could FaceTime multiple people nowadays. So definitely get that face-to-face time with the people that are closest to you, whether it's family, friends, aunts and uncles. Just get that in there because you need to keep that human connection up in some way.
And then back today, we are back on our diet, guys. We are back towards intermittent fasting. Both me and my wife have been doing intermittent fasting. We usually do 16 hours a day. We usually eat from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then at 5 p.m., that's it, guys. Nothing but water and black coffee. In between our window, which is between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. usually, we practice healthy options and usually about 3 meals. And you know what? I feel great. I don't know about you, honey, but, you know, how do you like it?
I feel good when I'm actively doing it for a period of time. The first day or two getting into it is definitely a challenge because your body's hungry. But once you get into the routine, your body really adapts quickly.
Yeah, and there was times that we were doing actually, I think, 17 or 18 hours.
Yeah, because your body starts to adapt well to it. And you also start to see the results immediately with your waistline and just feeling like
hips,
a clearer mind and everything. So
many people hit us up and they're like, oh my God, I need to lose weight around my hip area, my lower back. I can't seem to lose the love handles. And I'm telling you guys, I lost over 40 pounds in prison. I love intermittent fasting. It is not keto, okay? We do still have some complex carbs.
We don't do keto. We do low carb. It's just not keto. It's not something we tried it before. It doesn't work well with our lifestyle. But we do focus on low carb.
Early on in the morning, you know, some complex carbs that we do have is, you know, some sweet potato.
Yeah.
We also have
A multi-grain
bread.
Something.
Yeah, toast. And then after that, once it starts to get to our second and third meal, we get away from complex carbs and we usually have a protein and a vegetable, maybe some fruits. And that is really it. I feel my skin actually is getting a lot clearer as well.
Yeah, your skin really glows on that stuff too. So one other thing, babe, what did we do after Easter dinner? There was like one episode or one show where I was like, I need to watch.
Yes, you.
I need to see the
after
show.
Yes, you wanted to see the Tiger King after show.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, I knew this was going to happen. I knew that this particular episode was going to sort of sully my memory of Joe Exotica, because all they did was talk trash about Joe. And granted, he is sort of the villain that you either love to hate on the show. You know, I didn't think it was good, and I thought it just sort of sullied my memory of their show, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't have high expectations for it because as soon as we put it on, I didn't know how it would live up to the documentary, okay? Because now, once something reaches a lot of success, people start getting different views on it, and how do we keep it, and how do we grow it, and all these too many cooks in the kitchen.
You know what? If you want more of a show, do another season.
Exactly.
You know, of what's happening now.
It was they should have followed up.
And Joe in prison.
Yes. You know, they should have done a follow up instead of, it was more of an interview. It was, they did call it the right way. They called it an after show because it was more of a one-on-one interview with each person. But Joel McHale hosted it, which I used to love the suit for his show back in the day. But it's very goofy.
I still think Joe did a good... was it Joel McHale?
Joel McHale.
I still think he did a good job.
But
I thought the concept of just interviewing these guys, you know, in their homes, I thought it was really weak, to be honest.
Yeah, nothing new. I mean, spoiler alert, don't listen for the next 30 seconds if you haven't seen it yet and you're looking forward. But to me, there wasn't much new information, and it was just really people's opinions on how the show was put together.
And they all pretty much hate Joe. It's crazy. I mean,
except Safi. The one that got the arm ripped off.
Yeah, surprisingly, that's crazy. I run.
But it's interesting. Listen, life is all about different points of view, and you're not exactly perspective, and there's not really a wrong or right way to have an opinion about someone. Everyone's entitled to their own. Mm-hmm. So I think it was good that they showed different outlooks.
Yes. And like I said, when it comes to a story, there's always, you know, three sides of a story.
Yeah.
You know, there's someone's side, someone else's side, and the truth. So because Joe
I think we're still looking for the truth in that one.
Because Joe is in prison right now, we're really not getting his side of the story. People are saying that he's shooting tigers in the head and, you know, doing all these crazy things, which are extremely negative. I just don't know if I can really believe anyone else until you hear, you know, all sides. That's all. That's all I'm saying. You know?
So that was how we spent our Easter. Lots of food, lots of Zoom face-to-face times with the fam, and episode 8 of Tiger King.
What other show did we watch, honey?
Oh, yes. We did watch two. We have a lot of time on our hands. We watched two movies last night also.
Oh, yes. We did. I did tell my friends about it. We watched Good Time.
Uh-huh. With Robert Pattinson.
With Robert Pattinson. And
he was also really good in that.
Yeah, I loved it. And also, we watched Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler, which I thought was also a very good movie.
I fell asleep, so don't tell me what happened.
It was a bit dark.
They were both very dark.
Very dark. But I'll be honest with you, me coming from the depths of hell, I enjoy darkness right now.
Yeah, so those two movies, I would definitely check them out. I finished Good Time. It was on Netflix. Was it on Netflix? It is on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good Time
was
on
Netflix.
Yeah.
It is dark, but I kind of like dark things sometimes.
And they're both produced or written
from
the same...
Yeah, created by the same people. So it has the same kind of energy, which is... You're a little tense the whole film watching it.
I actually thought that both movies were very sort of realistic. It's just like, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, just continuing to make bad decisions. Okay?
Yeah.
Both of those movies.
It was a very good example
There's very rare that if you continue to make bad decisions over and over and over again and you screw people over and you lie and you cheat and you steal... It's very rare, guys, get a happy ending.
It was very good at showing the cyclical behavior of people in bad times in their life and making bad decisions, and they're just getting them in deeper in their hole.
Yep.
So it's just what not to do.
Exactly.
It's a good what not to do movie.
If you want out of the hole, you got to put down the shovel.
Exactly. All right, guys, so I want to introduce you to something that I discovered and I am super excited about. It is called Philo. Now, do you love TV but hate the size of your cable bill? If that's the case, then Philo is your solution. Philo is live and on demand for just $20 a month. I mean, what else in life is 20 bucks a month? It's the best way to watch us and the crew on Jersey Shore Family Vacation, plus everything else on MTV, VH1, Nickelodeon, Food Network, and more than 50 other channels. If you love reality, kids shows, home improvement, or even drama, Philo has you covered. They have classics also, like Martin, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Friends. They have Friends, guys, and The Office. Save hundreds a month on TV. It's the most affordable way to watch at a time when everyone could use some entertainment in their life. Ain't that the truth? No contracts, cord-free, commitment-free, hassle-free, and unparalleled customer service. Philo has an unlimited DVR, so you can save all of your favorite shows and you can watch them on your own schedule, even though we all got plenty of time to stay up to date on our shows. Come on, guys. So it's easy to use, super easy to sign up. You can also watch from your phone, laptop, tablet, or TV, along with Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, or Android TV. Now more than ever, Philo believes that great TV should not cost an arm and a leg. Hallelujah. It should be accessible to everyone, and saving money should not mean giving up on the shows and channels you love. Philo is TV for everyone. Sign up today at philo.tv/situation and you'll get 25% off your first 2 months. That's philo.tv/situation. That's a good situation, guys. I did post on our IGs and social media that we were taking some more Q&As from our fans.
Yes.
Because we did do a little bit of this last week and you guys really loved
they
it.
They did. Our podcast is continuing to rise.
Yeah.
You know, our numbers, our listeners, our downloads. So thank you guys.
Yes, we love you guys and we want to give you what you want. So I really love doing these Q&As because it gives us a little insight into what you're looking for, what you want to hear from us, and kind of where your head's at with when you're listening to this.
I have to say before we start this Q&A that I really love the glasses that you're wearing. The glasses, it's like a sort of a big turn on for me. The whole, you know, glasses things. And for most guys, that it is. I just wanted to just point that out before we started.
So I'm newly blind, guys.
Blind as a bat,
No, it's really not true. I'm not blind as a bat. All my life, I had 20/15 vision, which is better than 20/20. It's
really?
Like crisp clear. Mm-hmm. However, in my 30s, they started to change a little bit and I found out I have astigmatism, so I need certain glasses when I drive, and now just for reading I have like the lowest one. It's even hard to find it. They're not prescription. It's like 0.075. It's not before 0.1. But anyway, I do need them when I'm reading. So I'm reading the Q&As now.
Exactly. So
I got the glasses on for the visual.
The only other time that I ask Mrs. Situacion to wear glasses, you know, is in the bedroom.
Oh, please.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yeah. I don't know how true that is. Okay. So, yes, we did put out this Q&A inquiry to you guys. And you guys always are so amazing because you send so many of them. So today, hit us up if we answered your question. If we didn't get to you yet, definitely submit some more. Also, guys, please make sure to follow our podcast Instagram page if you are not already.
Mm-hmm.
The handle is at Here's the Sitch Podcast. And we will be uploading exclusive content to that account within the next few days, I would say. Mike and I are going to be doing some special lives on that podcast, on that Instagram. So make sure you check it out, follow it, and comment and let us know how you're loving Here's the Sitch Podcast.
Exactly. The positive podcast that you never thought you needed. Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence.
Seriously. Okay, so I'm going to get into some of these Q&As, or questions, I should say.
Oh my God, any questions?
So I'm going to kick off with this one because I really liked this, how this was phrased, and it's a subject I love. So it's from Katie, and it's, my husband and I are house hunting.
Mm.
What is a tip since you just bought one?
Wow, very good question, and it is definitely not my department. My wife picked out our house while I was in prison, and she said that my father visited, and she said that her father, Larry, who I trust, his opinion, said that the house that we chose was the one. So we went with my wife and her father's pick. So that's how we got this home.
Yes. And if I could give a piece of advice, I was looking for our home for, I want to say about 2 years, maybe 1 year really intensely.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching the market for about 2 years aggressively.
And there was a couple things that didn't work out as well.
Yes. That's what I wanted to get. That was exactly the point I wanted to get to. So we almost went with another home that I thought was my dream home. And I really loved it. And what I will say is that what is meant to be is what will happen. So a lot of times in real estate, transactions are like a roller coaster ride. They're going smooth, they're going great, and then all of a sudden you drop down a hill and it's falling apart. So it's out of your control a lot of the times, and you just need to trust the process. Mm, definitely
love that quote.
Invest in an excellent realtor. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go through friends, family, etc. You want to go with somebody that's in the business, is a specialist in the area, uh-huh, that you trust and that you're not scared of having a hard, tough conversation, yes, with. So it might not be a friend or family relative. It might just be somebody in the area that's a professional.
And always be patient, guys. What's meant to be will be meant to be.
Exactly. And we had a few ups and downs. There were two other homes before this home that we were almost under contract on. Yep. And I was devastated each time those fell through. So take a page, yes, out of my book that, oh my, I am telling you from experience. The best thing that could have happened was those homes falling,
exactly,
through.
Exactly,
yeah. Because if I did go through with those two, I wouldn't be here. And I'm so happy here. And this is the perfect space for,
yep,
us.
Yep, we love this home.
So definitely just trust the process. Try to stay positive if things are not working out.
I am patient, guys.
Next question. What advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. you know what? It is, that is such a crazy question because I always have trouble with that one. I wouldn't change a thing from when I was younger because all those mistakes that I made, I wouldn't have turned out to be the man I am today. I've always think about it all the time, and I've turned those L's into lessons. And if I didn't go through those hard times and that adversity and those obstacles, I wouldn't have the strength that I do today. So I would tell myself to continue to be your best self. You will climb many mountains, my son. Just never give up. Never give up.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I would say to my younger self that you are not a know-it-all.
Oh, my goodness. Super facts.
Because I was a know-it-all
A lot of people think they are a know-it-all. They really do.
Until life humbles
and,
you.
Yes, until life humbles you. And then you realize and you start to learn once you get into your 30s. If you're lucky and you educate yourself about ego and pride and expectations and things like that. You know, once you learn about those things, you realize that we're all on this earth and we are all a work in progress, yes, and a masterpiece at the same time, guys.
Yes, and you should be, no matter your age. If you're 18, 20, 35, 55, you should always be learning.
Oh,
you,
yes,
should never be plateaued at, oh, I've learned everything I need to know in life and that's it, throwing, mm-hmm, the towel in and that's all. No, you're always learning. The more I live, the more I learn that I don't know a lot of things.
We always,
the more I want to know and educate,
exactly,
myself.
We always, you know, preach all the time what you can do on a daily basis to improve yourself, mm-hmm, you know, and learn, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, personally and professionally, all of those categories you can work on a daily basis to sort of be your best self and live your best life. And that's what we preach.
Yeah. So I love that question. Thank you, Amy, for asking that one. Next question is from Amber. When are you and Mike getting your own spinoff?
Oh my goodness.
So I want to start this answer, if you let me, honeys. So,
of course, honey, we're working on something.
So we are working on something. We are in the
development stages.
Okay,
it's called.
Thank you. I lost the word for that. Mm-hmm. We're in the development stages, but the final development stages, pretty much.
Yes.
We will be shooting a pilot once COVID-19 is over, and we can refilm.
Yes. Once the COVID-19 restrictions are lifted, we're going to shoot the first episode.
Yes.
Yes.
So it is a passion project of both of ours. It, mm-hmm, is focused around the recovery community,
yes,
and giving back and helping to help others.
Oh, God.
So we are so excited to work on this project.
Wait. It's going to be unbelievable.
And do it together, mm-hmm, and bring it to the masses.
Shout out to MTV.
Yes, it will be on MTV eventually.
Yes.
We are very excited. Okay, next question. Olivia, what do you do when you're having a bad day and feeling unmotivated?
Oh, wow. Good question. It happens. I like to go back to what I'm grateful for. okay? And I go for the simplest of things. You know, do I have food in my refrigerator? Is the sun shining? Do I have a job? Are my bills paid? Do I have another day to attack my goals and dreams? And for that 24 hours, we will seize the day one day at a time. I love it.
I love that. I definitely love the idea of having a gratitude journal. Yep. You don't have to do it every day if it's not something that feels natural to you, but definitely on those hard days when you are feeling unmotivated or not your greatest, get a paper out, start writing down the things that you are happy for, and you'll see the pros always outweigh the cons.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you'll have so many things in life to look forward to. And by visually just seeing that on paper, you'll be able to kind of retrain your mind to think of the positive.
That's another thing. When you retrain your mind to be more positive, positive attracts positive, okay? And especially gratitude, that is just the way that we live our life. And once you guys sort of get on that wavelength, life becomes so much easier and better, I'll be honest.
And also, I think it's really important that when you're having those days, because we all have them, I definitely have those days, it's really important to think about what your anchor is and looking back and seeing what brings you your best joy.
Mm-hmm.
So, besides, you know, relationships and all that kind of stuff, like, what makes you feel your best? Does fitness make you feel amazing? What? Because if that's the case, then go get active. Is it prayer that when you leave church every Sunday, you're feeling like on top of the world and amazing? Then put on some, I listen to Joel live streaming on his app on Apple TV. I listen to TD Bishop Jakes on his app and his sermons when I'm on the treadmill. So you have to find, it's different for everybody.
I think
these are just a few examples of what work for me.
I think we sort of anchor ourselves with fitness. And from fitness, it sort of snowballs into nutrition because we're working out. We're getting the body moving. The endorphins are, you know, flowing. And now we want to eat better. And then when you're doing those things, you sort of feel good. Then you look good. You're making better decisions. It's sort of like a chain reaction.
Yes. And it's definitely a domino effect. And everything will start to change for the positive.
Yeah. And then you're making better decisions.
Yeah.
So
some other examples are time with family. So maybe that's something that usually lifts your spirits and boost your morale. Mm-hmm. You can't get that in. We keep repeating the same thing, but it's really important to get that FaceTime with everybody.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe connection. Have a coffee hour where you all have a cup of coffee and you sit around and look at each other and talk a little bit and have your laptop open and connect with your family and friends. Giving back is something that really makes us feel great.
I love giving back.
So now is the time more than ever that everybody is in need. So many people need so many things, and just being someone of service that can maybe gift a little bit or maybe gift a lot, that will really boost your spirits as
Goodness.
Well.
Be the change you want to see, guys. It's the truth. It really is.
Okay, next question is also from Olivia. How did you and Mike reconnect after being apart? Did he reach out first?
I think this was in 2013 or 14, right, honey?
13.
And, my family used to go to a kickboxing gym. It was called, CKO. And they said, guess who's, going to CKO? I said, who's that? They said, Lauren's there. That was my ex-girlfriend. And obviously she is my wife right now. And as soon as I found out that she was working out at that gym, although I wasn't in good shape at that time period, I actually made my way to that gym. And the minute that we saw each other, I'll be honest, guys, I was shook. You know, I was not ready to see, my ex-girlfriend or the love of my life. And to be honest with you, shortly thereafter, we sort of started going out like immediately, right, hon?
Yeah, we reconnected after that. I think then it came over for a Memorial Day family party. So it was like springtime 2013. And then after that, it was just like no time had passed.
Mm-hmm.
And we just were back together. So
yeah, and we were.
It was, I think neither of us reached out directly to each other, but I think it was just like divine intervention.
Well, no, I don't know about that because I used to drive by your house in my Lamborghinis. Playing Marvin's Room, which was Drake, not knowing that my life would end up tanking, you know, a couple of years after because of bad decisions and substance abuse. But I knew that that was the woman that I wanted and that I missed and that I loved. And I eventually gravitated towards her.
So he was stalking me basically for years.
Facts.
Okay, next question. Okay, this is kind of a similar one. Where did you meet and was it love at first sight?
We met at...
For the first time.
For the first time?
In life.
I believe that was Brookdale Community College. We met in math class.
Yes, we met in college in math.
Believe it or not, BDS had better math skills than Mrs. Situacion over here.
Yeah, we'll let him think that. But no, we met in math class. It was a night class. There were like not many people in it at all.
And are you trying to say that there wasn't many others to choose from in there? Is that what, you, is that what you're pointing out to our audience?
No. I'm saying that math class is very boring, even if you're good at it. It's not like it was a fun, exciting class.
I think it was like algebra and or something.
I don't know, but no, it was like, it was at night, which means like, who wants to go to math class at night? Like, and it was just such a random class that we were both registered for. And what I'm saying is, what are the odds? There weren't many people signed up for the class.
It was like a 640.
It's like five people in the class.
640 or 720 Brookdale class in Lincroft, New Jersey. And what, honey?
Yeah, that's where we met. So, was it love at first sight? It's the second part of the question.
You know what? I don't know if it was love at first sight. I was probably looking for some nookie at that time period.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
God.
And we eventually started to go out shortly thereafter. And I said, I love you. I don't know, probably the next month or two after. Right?
Yeah. Memories.
Yeah. Wow. Such humble beginnings, guys.
Oh, this is a good one. What has inspired your faith in God? I like that question because to me it kind of shows that you're intrigued about expanding and opening your relationship with God, which I think is amazing. And for me, I think it's God speaks to everybody in different ways.
Yep.
But for me, I was raised in a Christian household, and so I've had that foundation.
Oh, okay.
Of, you know, all of my sacraments, and my mom used to be the CCD teacher, and so I've always had a foundation of that in my life. However, not until I would say I was on my own and in my 20s and stuff that I really began to establish my own relationship. And the way that he came through the most to me is definitely through my hardest times in life.
When
you feel like everything's against you, or you don't have anyone to turn to, or you really need that larger than life support system, is when I started having my faith in him. And once I was able to pray to him and have a spiritual personal relationship with my God, I really was able to curb a lot of my anxiety, a lot of my worry, and a lot of my concerns.
I like the way you worded that.
You need to,
you need to have your own personal relationship.
Yes, I think your relationship with God is not going to church every Sunday and the communion. That's amazing. But your relationship is a daily relationship. And that, for me, that relationship has to be put first before anything else because it's the foundation of who I am.
Yeah, I used to pray every day in prison, and I used to thank God for the abundance of blessings while I was in prison. Once a day in the gym, I would say a prayer, and it was really special to me. And like I said, I'm very proud of the way that I handled that particular negative obstacle, and here we are today. Recording. And here's the sitch.
And if you ask that question, or if you're looking to begin your relationship with your God, and you've been through a lot of hard things, and your perspective is, well, if there was a God, why did I have this happen? Why did this bad thing go down? And et cetera, et cetera. I really suggest looking into this one poem that I love, and it's the Footprint poem. I think everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people know of it if you are religious, and it is incredible. Definitely look it up, and it shows basically that there's two footprints in the sand, and it's when, you know, God's walking with you and being with you, and then it trails off, and there's only one set of footprints. And people are always saying, well, where were you when I was going through these dark times? I only see one set of footprints. Where were you when I was in my addiction? Where were you when I was homeless and I didn't have a job? And he said, I was carrying you.
Oh, God.
That.
Oh my goodness, I just got tingles. Thank you.
So you're never, you. And it's a little bit more elaborated, and it's obviously worded better than how I just said it, but it's eye-opening that He is always with you in your darkest moments too. And to have that faith.
It's kind of like the quote that says, "Why did you take me through all these troubled waters?" It's because your enemies couldn't swim.
Oh, yeah,
love that one. I love that one.
All right, honey. So you know how much I love my subscription boxes, right?
Oh, definitely.
So we get a lot of packages over here. But I found one that is so amazing and I'm really passionate about. So I want to share it with you guys. It's actually called CauseBox. And I need to tell you about it because CauseBox is an amazing quarterly, which is 4 times per year, subscription box. And it's curated by women for women. Love that. And it's filled with all sorts of amazing products and brands that are ethical, sustainable, and have a positive mission to give back and make the world better. And isn't that what we all need right now, guys? Every CauseBox is a limited edition one, and it comes with 6 to 8 full-size products. You can get everything from skincare and jewelry to homewares and accessories. The last 4 boxes sold out within days, which I can believe because you get over $250 worth of products for only $50. I got my own box, and here's just a few of my favorite things that were in it. You guys know I love my skincare, and they had a jade roller in there for me, which I can use to apply my serums or just use to depuff any eyes or any inflammation in my skin. I also got this really cool insulated tumbler made of double wall stainless steel to keep my hot stuff hot and my cool drinks cold. And I got an awesome beach bag tote that will be perfect for the summers down the shore. One of the best parts was just getting my CauseBox in the mail. They ship it to you for free, and opening it every quarter, I feel like I got myself a huge surprise bundle of gifts. I'd get this for my mom, my sister, and my girlfriends. It really is my new favorite subscription. The best part is that, of course, I got our Here's the Sitch listeners an exclusive discount. All you need to do is go to causebox.com/Here's the Sitch and use code Here's the Sitch to get your first box for 30% off. As in, you can get your first box worth of over $250 for less than $39. Go check out CauseBox right now. I can tell you firsthand, you are going to love it. That's causebox.com/Here's the Sitch with code Here's the Sitch.
Wow, that is a good situation, honey.
What day of quarantine are you on?
All these days are bleeding together right
it's
now.
The million dollar question.
Yeah, just like everyone else, guys. But we take everything one day at a time. And after that, we let go and let God handle it. So we're doing just fine, guys.
Yes.
And hope you are too.
I think we're averaging maybe week 5 or 6, something like that.
And as the quarantine goes on, I feel that we are getting, you know, stronger. You know, we're exercising more.
Yeah, we're solidifying our new routine.
Yes, we're dieting more. Our new normal. We're eating better. We only had the one cheat day, which was just Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very proud of us. In the beginning of quarantine,
we
were definitely eating too much snacks and watching End of the World movies.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah, it was wild. Now we're adjusting.
Yes. Okay, next question. When is eating our best life back? I miss Lauren's throwing shade.
Oh, wow. Well, my wife was just telling me in the kitchen that we should film it ourselves. I don't know. I usually like to give a better product, so that's why I sort of hesitated by doing that. Because we could always film it on our camera and on a camera stand and send it to a production team and then, you know, produce it that way. So we're going to have to reevaluate that on a one day at a time basis because we do want to, you know, give out more content.
Yeah, we're working out the logistics on that. Mike's very picky on how we deliver certain content and stuff like that. And it's a huge passion project of his, which is eating our best life. So if you haven't caught all the episodes, definitely go to the Situations channel on our YouTube, catch up on the episodes. And
it's also giving us a little break as well.
Yeah, because we were getting a little chunky.
We were getting a little chunky, and now we're back.
So we needed a hiatus.
Yeah, now we've been dieting and working out extra, and you know, we're ready to probably film some more eating our best life, you know, ASAP.
And we did add new merchandise to our store. So if you love Eating Our Best Life and are a fan of that series, we do have an Eating Our Best Life tea.
Diet sodas.
And a Diet Sodas, which is, you know, the big thing during the show. So go to thesituationstore.com and follow at the Sitch Store on IG.
And we just...
You could shop those new arrivals.
And we just submitted new... styles as well, right?
Yes, and we just submitted a ton of new styles that will be dropping shortly. As soon as they do, they will be posted on the Sitch Store IG. So you want to stay tuned for them because they're super fun. And I love the comment about that you miss me throwing shade. We'll be back with that. Ooh, this is a good question for you, honey. What advice would you give to a 21-year-old facing 2 years in jail and is losing motivation?
Oh, wow. What a good question.
Before you start the answer, I want to preface your experience because he says he's facing 2 years in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You were facing a lot of time in jail.
I was facing, I think...
It was exaggerated, but...
The first plea bargain was 3 years that they offered
me. Yeah, the first... It would have been was 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Contrary to what was in the tabloids and news. So that's why you always need to read the news when it says allegedly. It means it's not facts.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the times the news doesn't give you guys, you know, the facts. They give you, like, you know... I don't even know what they give you, but it's definitely not true.
And also, the other thing I want to preface his answer with is he was fighting this legal battle for 5 years.
Oh, God.
So 5 years of trying to stay positive and having the motivation with no matter what the outcome is and the unknown. How'd you stay positive during that?
Well, I realized that I had to take accountability, that eventually, no matter how I tried to think about this, that I committed a crime and that I had to take this accountability. I had to be a man and be responsible and hold my head high and handle this adversity with grace and class. I knew it wasn't going to be easy and it wasn't. It was very hard. But when you have a positive mental attitude, you know, you can pretty much accomplish anything. And I did. You're just going to have to realize that you made some mistakes and that you need to turn these L's into lessons, okay? And if you do, you will come out the other side a better person, okay? You need to also understand that, listen, you've been assigned, and I said this before, you've been assigned this mountain to show others it can be moved. Listen, everyone makes mistakes out there. No one is perfect. You've made a mistake, now it's time to be accountable. And whether it's do your time, pay your fines, maybe pay your restitution if that's the case, and work towards being your best self. Obviously, you've been living your worst life if you're facing 2 years. Obviously, you were not your best self. Let's get back to being your best self. Let's get back to living your best life, helping other people, being positive, being a role model, and all that is possible if you just work on your life, you know, one day at a time. And what do you think about that, honey?
I think that was excellent.
Okay.
Very good advice. And a lot of people are going through that and scared to ask that question. So I think
A lot of people, they struggle with, you know, making mistakes in life. So many of us, we're human. We make mistakes all the time. A quote that I love is, I think it's... he without sin cast the first stone.
Oh,
I just blew your mind just now, I know. But,
I love that one.
You know, that answer is everyone sins. Mm-hmm. And everyone sins differently. And the difference between some other of us is that we learn from our mistakes and we turn those L's into lessons, you know?
I love that. Next question. Getting to the end here. What are your favorite supplements? So I'm going to answer that quick. We love our supplements. We love vitamins. We love to just take our multivitamin, a good probiotic, because everything in your health and your insides really is based off of your gut health. So you definitely need a probiotic on a daily basis. And then I personally love my green drink, which is, I get it at Vitamin Shop. It's a Garden of Life raw green drink. It's the apple flavor. I'll be honest with you, it doesn't taste good. However, I've been taking this drink for maybe 6 years.
Yeah.
Every morning for breakfast. So I'm like addicted to it. If I don't have it, then I'm like spiraling because it's like my version of a coffee. I love coffee too, but I do have to have that every morning, and it has tons of vitamins.
Yes, it has pretty much veggies. All the servings of, yeah, it's not fruits and vegetables, actually, just vegetables.
Yeah, like superfoods that you're not getting, even if you are eating those foods, you're not getting the quantity that you need to function. So I like to have that every day. Any specific supplements you love, honey?
I usually do aminos twice a day, first in the morning when I wake up, and after I lift with a protein shake. I also do, which I know you don't like, I do the pre-workout, which my wife hates pre-workout. That. She does not like when I do pre-workout. She thinks that I'm agitated the rest of the day when I do pre-workout.
I think everybody is when they take pre-workout.
But I do get a good workout, and those are pretty much the three supplements that I take along with a multivitamin, fish oil, probiotic. Right now, because of the quarantine and the pandemic, we're taking extra vitamin C, zinc, and echinacea.
Vitamin D.
And vitamin D, yes.
Yep. We are big believers in vitamins, guys.
And before I go to sleep, I have my melatonins.
Yes. Where would you like to take a trip on the next Jersey Shore family vacation?
I don't know. I'll be very excited once they lift the pandemic. I'll be willing to go anywhere. I'll be happy to see my friends. I'll be happy to go up the street to a restaurant, guys, at this particular point.
And, yeah.
And that's another thing. It's always good to be grateful, guys. Once they lift this pandemic, the country's probably going to be booming. The restaurants are going to be full. Everyone's going to be shopping. So I really can't wait for that, because the comeback is always greater than the setback.
Facts. I would love for us to all pack up and go overseas and have like a nice big family international experience trip, because I feel like this pandemic has affected the entire world.
Don't we have to like update my passport, honeys?
Yeah, we'd have to figure out the logistics and all that stuff, but you can. It's fine. It's normal stuff. But I think that that's a big thing, because also Mike wasn't able to travel internationally for a few years.
Yeah, for at least 5-6 years probably.
Yeah,
right?
Because we were just not...
They took my passport away.
Well, they took your passport. Yeah. So he couldn't. But they did allow at request. We just didn't bother requesting unless it was for work. But now that that's over, and I think especially once the pandemic is over, it would just be so amazing to immerse yourself in other cultures of the world and getting out there and experiencing.
Greece?
We could go to Greece. I was just saying anywhere.
I would love to go to Italy again.
We could go to. Italy, we should go to Italy. Mike and I have been there, but we have not gone together. Mm-hmm. So we need to go to Italy. We could go to Greece. I think that would be really fun and such a celebration of our world.
Yeah.
Healing after all of this.
And we said that we wanted to renew our vows.
We do.
Do you even do something like that? Because we're going on our 2-year anniversary in November 1st. Would you renew your vows?
Can renew your vows whenever you want.
Okay, I have no idea.
Yeah, no, there's no like standard of time. Some people do it like maybe 5, 10, but I would just renew to celebrate. So I think maybe we will plan that. And go renew our vows in Italy.
But I think now that we're on this topic of vacations in place, you need to tell them where we love to go and where do we normally vacation.
I know. I was just thinking about that. So we love...
Spa resorts.
Spa retreats.
Yes.
That are just peaceful.
Yes.
Good energy.
And what? Tell them your schedule. What would happen on, like, why would you even go to one of these spa resorts? You know what I mean? Like, so, tell them what happens on a daily basis.
Yeah. So usually what they do a lot of the times is when you're paying to stay there per night, whatever it is, they give you like a spa credit.
Yep.
So you don't even have to pay extra. So every day you have like a couple of $100 in credit to the spa, which means you could go get up in the morning, have your coffee, healthy breakfast, go for a hike up the Catalina Mountains, which is right in Arizona where we like to go. And then you could come back, get a massage and a facial.
Oh, yeah.
Have dinner outside by the fire pit and the pool. And it's just so peaceful. It's not like a party place. There's not really, I don't think,
it's
children
the definition
there.
Of treat
really
thyself.
Chill.
It is.
Yeah, it's all the stuff we love, all the good energy, healing powers. The place we're talking about, if you're interested in looking it up, is called Miraval.
Where's the other one?
In Arizona.
Where's the other one? Do you want to mention them? Because we
haven't been there.
We haven't been there.
They're not really, I don't know. If, Amon Giri is the one in Utah we were going to go to, but then we chose to go to Miraval.
Don't they have another one in Wyoming as well?
They have them all over the world. So yeah, Amon Yara's Turks and Caicos. Amon Giri's Utah.
Then they have one in Turks and Caicos.
I just said that one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so they're all over the world, the Amons, which I haven't been to those yet, but they're also supposed to be super.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Well, anyway, I want to give a big shout out to Miraval, where we had our honeymoon.
Yes.
Okay. And they always take good care of us.
I love Miraval. We love going there. I was thinking about going there as soon as this is over, too, just to immerse ourselves in like the outdoors and love it. So, guys, that is our finality of our Q&A, and I hope you follow our Here's the Sitch podcast on Instagram, because we will be doing these Q&As weekly live. They will just be mini versions. So participate with us over there, and stay healthy, stay safe. We love you guys. And
yes, and before we finish, just like every podcast, we would like to finish with a quote. Okay, guys, at any given moment, you have the power to say, this is not how my story will end. I really love that quote. Okay, and that's pretty much very similar to the comeback is always greater than the setback. No matter where you are in your life, no matter what age, 20, 30, 40 years old, it's never too late to turn it around. It's never too late to do what is right. Get back in shape, lose the weight. If you're divorced, maybe, remarry or find a significant other. If you're unemployed, maybe find the job of your dreams. There's just the sky is the limit, and it really comes down to pretty much a positive mental attitude. Honey, what does this quote mean to you?
I love that quote. So that quote's a little emotional for me because...
It is
one of the last quotes my brother shared on his social media before he passed. So that quote always reminds me of him and him struggling and him obviously he was posting it to motivate himself and keep himself surrounded by the positivity and having the power that he didn't have to look at his past, where he came from and what he was struggling with. He just had the power to change it for the future. Yeah. So that quote means a lot to me. And I like to share it in memory of my brother, Christopher.
Oh, honey, I love you.
Love you too.
And you know what? I think people just get tripped up all the time, if I could remember back 4 or 5 years ago and, we were homeless, we didn't have money, we had a court case, I don't even think we had a car, you know what I'm saying? All those things added up, you can turn around and be like, oh my God, like, I don't know what to do, okay? And do you want to know what we did, guys? One day at a time, we made positive changes. And one day at a time, we believed in ourselves, our God, and our future. And we were able to turn it around.
Yes, and you guys can too.
Oh, yes.
So we love you. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We will see you next week on Here's the Sitch.